The Advent wreath is a circle with no beginning and no end. It is a symbol of endless love and faithfulness. Out of darkness, light shines, pointing us in hope to the one who came to overcome the darkness of this world and to be our light in the world to come.
3 weeks ago, we lit the prophecy candle and remember those who first spoke the promise of the coming Christ child.
2 weeks ago, we lit the Bethlehem candle, a symbol of the preparations beginning made to receive, and the candle of the Christ child.
Last week, we lit the shepherd's candle, remembering the first in a long line of people who joyfully shared the good news of the Savior's birth.
The fourth candle on the Advent wreath is called the Angel's Candle. It reminds us of the hope fulfilled in this first coming of our Savior and of our continuing hope as we anticipate his coming again.
Four candles burning bright, chasing away the darkness with light. Four candles glowing bright, the blessing of God giving new sight.
This is God's word from Romans chapter 1. God promises good news beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, who as his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Please join me in prayer. Dear God, in the fullness of time, you sent the one promised through the prophets who looked forward in hope. You have given us a living hope by raising him from the dead. Enliven our hope as we live in the expectation of your coming and your coming again. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to First Reformed on a special day as we get nearer and nearer to Christmas. I see all of our four candles on the Advent wreath are lit, so we are not far away. But for many years, this has been our tradition of giving this fourth Sunday to our Sunday school for our Sunday school program. So in addition to those of you who are members here, family members, friends, others who are joining us for today, thank you for being here as we worship together. I'm just give a couple of announcements before we continue on with the Sunday school program. So first off, I just want to make sure that people are aware our offering today, you can drop offering off in our box, is to Compassion International. So throughout the year, our Sunday school, when it does have opportunities for offering, raises money that we can contribute animals that families can really utilize throughout the world. So your offering helps purchase cows and chickens and goats and pigs for people around the world to help sustain other families. So anything that is undesignated, or if you make a note, that's going to go to that Sunday school love offering. If you want to give to something else in the church, just please make a note on your check or on the envelope that you use for your offering. And then the second thing is just to let you know, make sure you're aware as we're getting closer to the Christmas Day. Christmas Eve services here are at 6 p.m. We'll do a lessons and carols, the scriptures, a lot of singing. That'll be Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, we serve a free Christmas meal here. So anybody is welcome from 11 to 1 o'clock here. I know we'll also have people making deliveries out into the community. And we do have one request from Rita, who runs the Christmas meal. We've had a donation of 18 dozen frozen rolls. 20 dozen, 30 dozen. All right. They're a lot. And so we need some help with some people who can take those, thaw them, and bake them so that we can bring them back here. So if anyone is willing to help out with taking a few of those dozen rolls so that we can get them thawed and baked and ready for the Christmas meal, talk with Rita after church. So with that, we are going to continue on with a piano solo.
Oops, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Hi, what's new with you?
I wasn't paying attention either. Sorry, not much news with me. What's new with you?
Oh, I'm on my way to our church's Christmas program. Hey, do you want to come along? The church is just around the corner. It'll be great. Come on. You'll really like it. It's always a great program.
I don't know. I'm kind of busy. Anyways, if you ask me, it sounds like a bore. I've heard the Christmas story before. Mary, Joseph, the baby, shepherds, angels, wise men. It's kind of like watching a rerun on TV. And besides, what in the world does it have to do with today? All of that stuff happened over 2,000 years ago. Things change, you know.
You might be surprised. In the Bible, there is a verse that says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. I think that you just might learn a thing or two from that old, old story. Come on, I hear the music coming from the church. Let's go to the program, and when it's over, we'll get a milkshake.
Oh, all right. But if this is boring as a TV rerun, you're buying the shake. And I like chocolate.
Don't worry, let's go.
Please stand and join us in singing hymn number 4141, O Little Town of Bethlehem, verses 1 and 2.
Jacob!
Thank you.
Here we go with a rerun. It's like reading old comics.
Shh, the narrator is speaking.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, and with the angel, praising to God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth and people to whom his favor rests."
Those angels were praising God. People still praise the Lord today.
Those little kids were pretty good. They did make a joyful noise. I guess that is praising the Lord. Okay, that part's the same.
You bet it is. We do it all the time around here. Here goes the narrator again.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord had told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Now tell me what shepherds have to do with 2024. I know there are still people who raise sheep, but they don't dress like that or run around with those big sticks.
True, we don't have shepherds like that today, but herding sheep was a very popular job back then. Today we have some other jobs we do. Here comes the modern day shepherds.
Huh? I don't get it.
These people all have jobs that they do each day. See, there's a cowboy, a veterinarian, a secretary, a pastor, a student, and a waitress. They have jobs just like the shepherds had sheep, but the sheep or these jobs don't have to be the most important things in their lives. Jesus wants to be number one.
You mean that even though they all have work to do, Jesus still comes first to them? You mean if God gave them a job to do, they leave their animals and their desks to serve him, just like the shepherds left their sheep?
That's right. It's still the same.
I think I'm beginning to get the picture. Oh, listen, there's more.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who had been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chiefs, priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judah, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. When Herod called the wise men secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I'm sure I already know the answer to this question, but here goes. Are there still wise men today?
Yes, in a sense. There are still many gifts we can bring to Jesus. Just like those kings from the east, people today still bring gifts to Jesus. See, that girl is bringing some cookies. They are probably for the care packages. And that boy is putting money in the collection plate. And that girl is carrying clothes that would be sent for disaster relief.
Boy, I really learned a thing or two this evening. Even though the Christmas story first happened over 2,000 years ago, it is still alive today. Jesus is alive today. He really is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right. Well, should we go for that milkshake now? Looks like we're going Dutch. Everyone buys your own.
But wait, the kids are going up on the stage again. Maybe they'll have another song. I want to stay and listen. All that I've learned tonight is going to make this the best Christmas yet. A very Merry Christmas.
Please stand and sing hymn number 148, O Holy Night, all three verses.
Oh boy, I can't believe Christmas is over. The next thing you know, school will be starting again.
Yeah, I've already started the count. School will start in 7 days, 22 hours, 42 minutes, and 56 seconds. Make that 54 seconds, 53 seconds, 52, 51.
It will be fun to see my teacher. I miss her.
Speaking of teachers, I wonder where our Sunday school teacher is. Do you think she might have gotten lost in the holiday shuffle?
Here I am. I had the hardest time finding my shoes. I thought someone threw out the used wrapping paper. Are you ready to take the Christmas decorations down?
Okay.
Now, where should we start? I know. Let's start with the candy canes. Reese, please take a candy cane from the tree. Can any of you tell me what you think of when you see a candy cane?
The candy cane is hard. That's to remind us that Jesus is our solid rock. The big red stripes stand for the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. There are three small stripes. That is to remind us of the beating that Jesus took for us. It is by his stripes that we are healed. The white shows us the sinless nature of Jesus. Jesus never sinned.
The candy cane is shaped like the hook that the shepherds used to save a lost lamb. Jesus reaches down to save us when we go astray. And look, when you turn it upside down, it is the letter J.
That's very good. Can you tell me what the letter J is for?
J is for Jesus and J is for joy.
Jesus gives us joy.
Let's sing a song about joy.
How about Joy to the World?
That was very good. Cooper, will you get a bell?
Give it.
What do you think of when you see a bell?
The bells ring out a message of a manger filled with hay where God's son, baby Jesus, was born on Christmas Day.
Bells ring out at Christmas to celebrate his birth. Jesus is a king who came from heaven to earth.
What is a song about bells?
I love bells of Christmas.
Let's sing it.
Stars in heaven sparkling bright, dance for joy this holy night, filling all the world with wondrous light. Let the people now rejoice, making music with one voice, ring the bells of Christmas with a joyful noise.
Glory to the King of Israel.
one thing left on the Christmas tree. Kaylee, can you please get it for me? The angels played a very special part in the night that Jesus was born. Do you know what it was?
The angels' happy voices sang of peace, goodwill on earth. They told the shepherds of the dear Savior's birth.
What is a song about angels we can sing?
Hark the herald angels sing.
Look at our tree now. It's all empty.
Wait, the nativity scene is still under the tree. Can we leave that out?
Sure we can. Just because Christmas is over doesn't mean we can't keep celebrating. We can celebrate the birth of Jesus every day, and we can tell others of his love.
Let's sing a song about
telling others.
Let's sing Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Blessed Christmas morn.
Thank you for coming to our Sunday School Christmas program, as we hope it has been a blessing to you. Let us pray. Lord, we worship you during this Christmas season. You are our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. We choose to put you at the center of our family's lives as we celebrate your birth. Even though the Christmas story happened over 2,000 years ago, it is still alive today. Jesus is alive today. You really are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Keep us from distractions and help us to invite you into all of our Christmas activities. Help us to keep this feeling of Christmas joy throughout the year. Remind us to celebrate your birth of Jesus every day and tell others of his love. Help us to share your truth and be your light. You are the Savior of the world. Let us pray as you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And before we close here this morning, I just want to say a couple of special thank yous for everyone who put in the work for this this Christmas program. In particular, I want to thank Jason and Jamie Cook, Nikki Van Beek, and Stacy Seaman for putting together the plans, along with Mary and Randy Paul helping coordinate the music, and also Holly and Marion for their work with the little kids. And especially, I want to say thank you to each one of you who stood up here, sang, played musical instruments, and led us in lifting up praise and glory to the one who deserves our praise and glory, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so as you head into this Christmas season, go with His blessing. May the love of God the Father and the peace of Jesus Christ our Lord and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with you, both now and forever. Amen.